Welcome to the TikTok Podcast. The clock is always ticking, so let's synchronize our watches and dive in. I'm your host, Callie Brigham, and I'm here to help you make time for what matters. Hey, friends. Welcome to a Friday bonus episode, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it. This bonus is a capital B and a capital O and a capital the whole thing. It is such an amazing episode that's coming up. And do you want to know why it is? Because I've had more tech issues with recording this than any other episode so far. So that's how I know this is going to be the best. And the reason it's going to be the best is this is a topic that I've not talked about yet, but we've gotten close because recently we've been talking a lot about spring cleaning, our homes and our spaces, and even our calendars most recently. So let's take it to a whole new level, to an often overlooked, often overwhelming area. That's our digital zone, our digital spaces, our digital places. And I have to do a shout out to, I shouldn't call her my favorite listener, but today she's my favorite listener and her name is Meredith. And Meredith DM'd me and she said, you have to get to know one of my friends and clients. And she was right. Because we all got on Zoom to just kind of feel it out. You know, I'm not just going to have anybody on the show and to feel it out. And after 30 minutes of conversation, I said, we have to stop talking because we have to save all this good stuff for the actual episode. So that is what we're going to do today. And I can't wait for you to meet my guest because I feel like she's a new soul sister. She is a new friend. She is a new just kind of gal that says we're going to problem solve and push through any obstacle. And she is here with me today. And so let me introduce Alex to you today. She is a digital organizer, a productivity specialist, and the founder and CEO of a company. And don't worry, we're going to put all of this in the show notes. It's called Be Organizing. Get this, you guys. She has been featured in, among many things, Better Homes and Gardens, The Wall Street Journal, New York Times. And she believes there is a better way to manage our digital lives. So if you feel like in any area that you want to, I don't know, reduce stress, save time, maybe you want to know exactly where things are, like your files, your photos, your emails, your notes, your tasks, your projects, your contacts, your schedules, your calendars, your passwords. Okay, she's your girl too. So Alex Brzozowski, please welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Callie. I'm so happy we figured this out and I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I was like, okay, this episode has got to have some juicy details, some truth bombs, some things that are really going to move the needle for me, for the people that I surround myself with. And so I know that we've got some quality stuff here today because this is a topic, like I said, that can feel either overlooked or overwhelming. So we're going to talk about digital clutter. We're going to talk about digital spaces and places. I mean, first though, how in the world did you get into this? Like, tell us a little bit about you, Alex.
Yeah. So my background, I'll keep it short. I was studying criminology and sociology in college. I still love it. I still love anything to do. I am one of those crime show lovers and figuring it out and why people do what they do. And, you know, the sociology aspect of it all as well. And then I did go into law. I was paralegal. And this was back in, I graduated in 2008. So it was at a time where the world was not fully digital. Like, this was still newer. And both the law firms, so I worked at a very large law firm for my first year out of college. And then I worked for a much smaller one. My second to fifth year out, and both of them were 100% paperless, which was just, I mean, crazy. And I was blessed to learn how much, like, I already knew the benefits of organizing. Come to find out, I'm organized myself, like my family, it comes, like, it's deep in there. Both sides of my family are very organized. Didn't even know, didn't realize it. But then that really honed in, like, wow, even digitally. And The law firm I was at, we worked with a lot of people who were going through some really difficult times. They usually don't call a law firm to be like, oh, this is so great. I must call you because I need your help about something wonderful. No, it's usually pretty upsetting. We did estate administration and will, trust, probate. So, and also business law, civil litigation. So usually a difficult scenario. And I was the paralegal there being like, excuse me, I know your loved one just passed away, but I kind of need all their information, their credit cards, their liability, like their assets, all their assets, their liabilities, their documents, their this, their that. And a lot of them would look at us like, I don't know what you're talking, like, I have no idea. And so there was not anything there. And we'd have to put together the pieces. And I learned through that people don't have this information together. And seeing how we were able to get that information together for our clients, and then also we had a system for everything. Like, we just internally, just as a business, we had a system for everything. We had templates. We had this, we had file naming conventions. It was like so much dialed in, and it didn't matter the size of your company, by the way. That was the other thing I learned. Doesn't matter, actually. Just commit to something and do it. So that's how, and at the time I was also kind of suffering, that's not the right word, but I wasn't being challenged the way I wanted to be. And I wanted, and really it was they really gave me a gift, the smaller law firm that I worked with. And the gift was that I realized I could do so much more than I was doing, and I could bring so much more to the table and look at things so much differently. And it really helped me decide what I wanted in my life. And I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur. And I was like, wow, I could actually do this. And they really gave me that gift for me to see that, because they allowed me in to the day-to-day stuff. Like, not the day-to-day, that's not right. The beyond the day-to-day, the strategy, the making improvements, being really part of working on the business, not just in it. So that was such a wonderful experience. And it didn't, now, would I have left if there was more opportunities within the company? Probably not. I would have stayed there and like worked my way up, but that just wasn't available at the time. So it just didn't, at the time I was like, well, I can do something for myself to make what I want. So that's what I did. And that's how Be Organizing came to be. And we started back in 2012. And well, I launched it, and then I left everything in 2013 and started fresh. I worked at that time, the market was very into physical organizing. So I did do physical organizing, knowing that I was going in there to promote my digital organizing services. It just, the market awareness wasn't there yet. So COVID hit, and that was my opportunity to say, you know what, goodbye physical organizing. I did it only as a way to get started, and I don't need to anymore. It served its purpose, and we refer that out now. And we do digital organizing, and it opened up our world to help so many more people, because we don't have to be there physically present in your physical space to help you. We can remote in, and it's fully controlled by the client. It's, you know, they can stop it at any moment. We're not holding on to your information. We don't actually store it on our end at all. So there's a protection there. It's actually much, 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 much better. For so many reasons. And our clients also don't even have to be there for some of it. But like a lot of clients that we meet with, they're like, they give us the parameters of what they want, and we're able to take it and run with it.
I love your story for so many reasons, Alex. I love the heart of an entrepreneur. I can't help that. That's just kind of how I'm wired too. But what I love the most is that you didn't even realize something that comes naturally to you does not come naturally to so many people. And therefore, you are able to help them have a gift in that, have a career in that. And the way that the path to get there also was a critical piece in what you're able to do. I think that's so neat. So many times, I think we don't take stock and inventory of what comes easily to us. And that could be our greatest asset to other people. And that's what you've done. So I have a feeling most people listening do not have that as their greatest asset. They're not naturally organized. They don't think about the digital products, especially for us. And my family, a huge awakening was a couple of years ago with my husband's side of the family and his parents passing away suddenly. And we were faced with a lot of the things that you're talking about. So let's dive in, because we can do this for everybody listening. This is not just a physical organization concept and conversation. So let's share some of the common challenges first that you find that people have in their personal or professional life. Let's see if these raise any like flags and, you know, for everybody that is listening.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll kind of back up. So the top three areas that we help people the most are emails, files and folders, you know, your documents, your tangible things like that, or not tangible, I guess it's on your computer. And then photos. So emails, files, and photos are our top three areas that people struggle with the most. Excuse me. And in their email, let me back up even more. Overarching, the issue is that people are scared to commit to one thing. They're scared to commit to one system. They're scared to commit to one program. They're scared to commit to one process. And you have to. You have to try something and stick to it for a period of time to know if it's going to work for you or not. Because we are inundated with so much information and so many new tools and so many new apps and all these different things that are going to solve your problem overnight. And then people try them and they're like, well, it didn't really. And I'm like, yeah, but did you even give it a shot? Like, did you actually fully commit to using it? And that ties into number two, which these are all like kind of mindset things that people do have control over that they hate to hear. We always say they hate to hear this, but it's such a big issue.
They'll hate you now, but they'll love you later, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And so this, the committing, right, to a system, to doing a new thing, but also adding a new routine and habit to your life. And I equate that to, we can create an organizing system all day. We can create pretty, like, it's kind of, okay, let's equate this to your physical space. Like, we can make your kitchen look beautiful, right? You know where everything is, you know where to put things away. But if you have a bunch of friends over or family and you're cooking, you're doing you got all these dishes out, all these pots and pans, utensils, napkins all over the place, but whatever. Food on the floor, and after you don't have that routine to clean and actually put things away and actually use the system that you have in place, it's not going to do it itself. So a lot of times we don't even know that our system we don't know if it's the actual system. Or if it's like, it could be a you problem, unfortunately. Like, most of it is that's a terrible thing to say, but it is true. There's a element, like, that's a truth bomb. That's a hard truth to hear. And some of our clients aren't ready to hear that. And we have to slowly work them to get to that space to like, be like, look, this is like, we can do this till we're blue in the face, but this is not the issue. The issue is that you're not like, what's the system to keep up with it? Like, here's all the buckets. We made it. We made all the folders. We made it. It's there. It makes sense now. But what?
So there's a line in the sand, right? There's a line in the sand that somebody has to make the decision. I'm no longer going to pretend that I have 49,700 unread emails. I'm no longer going to think that someday my family is just going to take care of all of this for me and I don't have to worry about it. So today's kind of the day, the line in the sand. It's up to me.
It is. It's 100%. And people just want to blame the system, right? And it's like, yes, the system could be the problem. Absolutely. I don't disagree with that. But there's another element that people, that's where the follow through and the execution can sometimes not work. So you don't actually know if it's the system. Because sometimes it really is. Sometimes it truly, like we've as and as you're this is another like little nugget, like as your life changes and what your priorities, if they shift, so do your organizing systems. You need to reevaluate those. And that's just the reality of it. And the last thing that we like, this is overarching, no matter what, if you're looking at improving your digital organizing space or your physical space, doesn't even matter. You have to use one of your precious resources. There's three: time, energy, and money. And you have to use at least one, if not two, of those things to make this happen. And it can't just be all your time to make it work and your energy, right? That's going to be a two for one type deal. But it could just be, hey, investing in it. And help and getting the help that you need, delegating it. It could be that, and that's fine too. But getting to being real with yourself about that is just such a really important aspect of it.
Really, Alex, if somebody's not ready for these things, they're not going to be ready, right? It doesn't matter if they hire you or if they carve out a week to do it. So for those that are ready, they're like, okay, I am ready to commit to this. I don't want to keep ignoring it. I don't want to keep hoping that things will get better or that like one day I'll wake up and be like Alex and know how to do it. So yes. I'm going to commit. I'm ready for a new routine and a new habit. And I'm willing to invest, whether it is time, energy, or money. Where in the world do you start? Because you said there's emails and there's files and there's photos. So how do we start? Where do we start?
So we created a method. There's a lot of methods out there for physical organizing your physical space. And there wasn't one for digital organizing. And we have another element of digital organizing, which is the technology. So we had to incorporate that into our process. So we created the Simplify method. So how to get started with any project, any digital organizing project is just take a step back and actually review what your goals are. So S in the Simplify method stands for specific goals. Specify your goals. So get really clear on why you want to do this. We had, you know, somebody who reached out to us that she just wanted to be able to take her kids to school again. That was her why. So our whole viewpoint, when we went in there and actually touched the things and actually started doing things, that was our end game. And so we had to adjust things. We had to get in. She owns a business and whatnot. And so it was like, let's get your team involved in this and let's get them to start taking up the slack so that, because you don't have to do everything. Let's actually start delegating things because you're okay with that. Let's do it. Let's delegate the right things. And so really getting specific on your why. The next step is the I, which is identifying which app or program you're going to be using, if any. Sometimes it's just storing it on your computer. Like for example, your files, some people are okay with it in the, like if you have a Mac, being on iCloud. If you're on a PC, being in OneDrive, that's fine. But just knowing that that's where it's going to live. Your email, oh my goodness. Usually you stick with what you have, but every once in a while we have people who are like, I kind of want to switch to using Outlook. Or I kind of just want to use Gmail. So just getting really clear on what that is. Your photos, they could be in another place. Like we have recommendations on that. Like we love Dropbox for photos right now. We think it does a really great job for photos. And your files and photos can live in different places. Because guess what? Your files are still all together. And your photos are still all together. So as long as that same thing, that same category is together, you're good, right? Like you're good. And you have that mental note. So identifying that, and then you map out, I mean, I can keep going, but that's where you want to get started. Then you map out how you want things to look based on your goals and what the program can do. And a lot of times the identifying the program, if you're somebody who, like maybe a photographer, and you Dropbox is not the best option for you because your goals are that you want to be able to share it easily with your clients via a dashboard, like a login dashboard, and Dropbox isn't really that. It just shares the whole folder. that's when then it's going, identifying based on your goals. It's like, hey, what do you want this to be able to do? Like, that's why the why is so important. And then that identifying the right tool can be different for literally everybody, which comes to my last point, which is don't try to, like, the system that works for somebody else isn't necessarily going to work for you. So that's how I always get, that's how we, the whole team, that is literally what we walk through with our clients, really diving into those. And people hate that because they just want the magic wand and go right to it. But that's part of it. Like, unfortunately, it's the hard part of it. Doesn't have to be hard. It's just the part that is going to guide you the rest of the way, because then we can be like, okay, let's create this folder system. And we're going to start with general categories at first, then we'll dive in and go into micro categories. And if it goes below the fold, we'll create another subfolder and, you know, et cetera. So that's like the nitty gritty tips and tools that we get into that. But you have to have this structure first and foremost.
Well, I think, like you said at the beginning of, I love the dinner party example. You could go in and clean out somebody's email and you could do all of that. But at the end of the day, what's the purpose for it? What's going to be the new system that they're going to be able to understand and utilize? And I love that it really begins with why. Why is this going to be important? Why is knowing where your stuff is, you know, at the snap of a finger important? Well, gosh, I didn't even think about when I'm organized in that way, I can take my kids to school, or right, I can have some more time freedom, or I can leave a legacy for my family. You know, that I think gets to the heart of why somebody would be willing to get started.
Absolutely. You know,
it also reminded me, Alex, of I do have my favorite physical organizer. Her name's Emily. She's been on the show before. And she said so many people, again, like, they want to go buy the cute basket and do all the baskets. But if they were only to first understand what they want the space to look like, what they want the space to feel like, what are they going to do in that space? And then pull everything out before you buy the fancy bins and the thing, because probably half the stuff you don't need either.
You don't.
So yeah, when it comes to that, do we need every email and file and photo? Like, what do you find we hold on to, maybe like literally and figuratively? What do we hold on to in life? What do you see people hold on to that maybe they could release?
Question. That's such a great question. Their old selves, I think, is a big one. And they're old. So a lot of newsletters and stuff that you want to read, and but it's not that it's bad information anymore, but you're never reading it. And there's a reason. And that reason is typically like, it's just not a priority. It's not a priority anymore. It's just not, and that's okay. Like, having permission, giving permission for yourself that's okay, that's no longer your life. So letting that go.
Okay, I didn't know we were going to go there. See, this is what I love about this.
Yeah.
Okay, say it again for the people in the back. What do we need to let go of? Say it.
Yeah, your old selves. The old priorities that are no longer a priority anymore. And that's okay. Let that go. It's okay. We have this fear of missing out in our society. I think there was recently I read something that there's now the fear of not missing out movement. And so I'm all about that. But I mean, FOMO is real. Like, it's a real thing. And so with our information, we want to make sure we have it all, and that we have, you know, like, even your photos, like, it's like, I just have to have it all. And sometimes the most freeing thing is just to let it go and just hit that delete button and be done with it. And it's amazing what happens. Amazing. I mean, we have seen people lose weight. We've seen people start going to the gym. We've seen people actually make improvements to their life in so many different ways that have nothing to do with what we're actually tactically doing. But those things are big. So I would say holding on to your past and handling a lot of people will come to us when they're having a hard, like this is another, besides the people that just need, that are too busy and are just okay with delegating things and just want it to be done. There's also people who just need that accountability to get it done, right? They don't have that natural skill. And then there's a third set. And that third set are really people who have had something traumatic happen. Maybe they've lost a loved one and a lot of their emails or in their files remind them of that. And even just looking at their calendar, like we help with productivity things. So, you know, scheduling, looking at your tasks and your to-dos and how does that relate to your calendar and how you're utilizing your time. And really it comes down to your energy. I went to a conference recently and they said, it's really energy management. And I couldn't agree more. It is. It is your energy that you're managing. Like it's not time. It's your, how are you using your energy? Be intentional with that. So all that to say is that there could be really important things in there that people are avoiding to deal with. And that also is something that we see a lot too, is they don't, that's a, there's an actual like grief and, you know, deeper component. Then people realize it's just like your physical space and going through your old photographs, right? And you see a picture of whoever and you're just like, you know, it just, and so that's an avoiding thing and they don't want to do it. So therefore it gets backed up. So dealing with that head on is, and doing it at the right time. It doesn't, like everybody has their own timetable for that. We can't, we're not going to force you to do that. It's just realizing that is a struggle. Doesn't mean they don't struggle with it when they are ready to deal with it.
So for some people, I think the freedom of what we just said might be enough. Like that literally might be enough for them to say, you know what, I'm going to let that go. Like you said, or I'm going to be done with that. For some people, they might need a little bit more, some resources from you. They might need a deeper relationship with you. So tell us a few practical things. Yes. I know that we can visit your website. Like, let's talk about some actual tools for yes. people that say, okay, I am that girl. Let's go. Let me, you know, I saw a funny picture of somebody like how I lost 200 pounds. And it was literally a picture of like that she cut her ex out of. Right. So, right. Yeah. Like join me for more diet tips, like how I lost 200 pounds. But this is like literally how I'm going to lose maybe some weight, that baggage that I'm carrying around. Yep. All right. So tell us some practical ways to kickstart.
Yes. So when you do all the other steps first, figuring out your why and identifying where you're going to go. Now it's the actual figuring things out. So you're going to purge things and whatnot. So let's go with, I always start with email because email literally is our number. Like it's weird. Even individuals, doesn't matter if you're a business or not, emails just start inundating. Unsubscribing. There's tools out there. There is unroll.me, which helps unsubscribe, makes it really easy. However, the disclaimer here is I do not endorse any of these. These are just things that we've learned over the years that we like to throw out as an option. It's again, we do not work for them. We do not represent them. So unroll.me is a free resource and it's free because they do advertisements. So they'll put advertisements in and roll up email. They have like the daily digest type of thing. So they sell your information to those advertisers to target you in that way. Clean.email is another one and that's a paid service. So they do not sell your information. You get what you pay for. If you want something free, there's always going to be a catch. You're giving something, whether that be money or your information. So just be cautious of that. But clean.email is a paid service and it does the same thing, except it even goes even deeper, has even more things it can do for you, like cleaning things up very easily. It kind of pulls all your email into one place and it gives you different viewing options, which is really nice. And it can just be an add-on to what you're using, like to do things in the background as well. It's just very intuitive. So it helps with unsubscribing. And then, of course, the old-fashioned way, which is just physically going through it one by one and just unsubscribing and then doing a filter search, like a search and pulling them all up, whatever you just unsubscribe and selecting all that and deleting them to get them out of there. Like delete that stuff and get it out. Stop. I even just creating rules for yourself, on how you manage that? Like, I say to myself, okay, I love the New York Times and I get the Morning Brew. Shout out to both. The Morning Brew daily, they bring a daily newsletter every morning. And if I can't get to it, I'm like that day, I actually have a rule that I'm done. Like, I'm not going to force myself and I'm just not even going to open it. And it's deleted the following day once I get the new ones, because it's just not worth to go back in time at that point for me and for my emails to get cluttered because I'm behind on reading the news. Like, seriously, like, I'm punishing myself to read the news by cluttering my email. So getting those out of there. So unsubscribing, that is like the easiest way to just start lifting your email inbox out. The other thing is, don't use your email as your to-do list, moving out of there. So really scheduling or using a task manager to do those things like Todoist, but actually scheduling then time to do those to-dos on your calendar. We're huge advocates. I have not ever seen anybody who doesn't use some sort of time blocking method. And it doesn't have to be that every moment of your day is time blocked. It can be a flexible time block, but that you are moving things out of there to do and actually doing it according to your calendar and keeping that appointment with yourself, like to actually do those things. But you can be flexible. You can have buffers. You can move things. Like, I had a crazy week this week and I had to move things around drastically. And you know what? It was okay. It's not a big deal, but just that it doesn't get, things are still going to get done. Nothing's going to fall through the cracks still. So photos wise, I would say, again, finding something that is easy for you to use and is going to automatically back up and upload your photos from your phone directly into the program, whatever you choose. I do not suggest keeping your photos on your phone. I do not. And the reason why is because it takes up storage space on your phone.
So is now a good time to tell you how many photos I have on my phone?
Yes, please.
Now, they are backed up and they're like they're in the cloud. And then I have them also backed up a second time. Go. But I mean, okay, why not?
Let's hear it. No judgment.
100,620. Your face didn't even make a face. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. No, it's like
I do have them backed up and they're not stored. You know what I mean? They're not stored like on my phone.
Yes. So that's okay. That's better. Get them off your phone like that. Like, you can view them on your phone. Viewing them on your phone is one thing.
I view them on my phone, but they're not stored on my phone.
Yes.
Okay. But so I just get a gold star. Okay.
Yes. Gold star. You're good. You are ahead of so many people. Because how many people have bought a new phone because their iPhone or whatever they're using is too, like, especially iPhone, because iCloud, spoiler alert, they still store it on your phone. And if you delete it off your phone, it's deleted off of iCloud. So then people have to keep their phones or keep getting new phones because they max out their storage. And then what? And I mean, that also comes down to you need to go in and actually delete. So having a best practice in place is really good for photos. So at least once a month, if not more, depending on the amount of photos that you take. So here's a great tip to do your photos and cleaning up really anything is if you're waiting in line for anything or you're waiting for your kids or you're waiting just for anything, instead of just picking up and opening up Instagram or Facebook or whatever, TikTok, whatever you use, Pinterest, I love Pinterest, but actually going to your photos or your email and let's clean, just with the focus of I'm just going to clean things out. I'm just going to delete. I'm just going to purge. I'm not writing an email. I'm not actually moving my photos. But I'm just going to sit here and do this because it's kind of mindless, a lot of it. And it's stuff that just gets backlogged. So I love to do that. Like, I'll even be on the plane. Oh my gosh, the plane. And you know, you're just sitting there waiting to take off. And I'll do it with my contacts. I'll start for whatever reason. I have this like weird, like, I don't know if it's because I'm around a bunch of different people and I'm thinking of contacts at that moment, but I have this urge to like open my contacts and start deleting people that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know who these people are. You know, I mean, it's just kind of a easy way to keep up with it, to just kind of have those things. Like that's how I keep up with mine, is that I have these weird things that happen and I just utilize that. I'm intentional with that time.
Brilliant. And don't delete me out of your phone now that I'm in.
Yes, no, I won't. And it has to be like, you know, it's one of those where I'm like, I have like legit don't, like I've maybe talked to them once and I don't even know why. No,
I love it. I have like multiples in my phone. I have old phone numbers. I love that, you know, I'm not going to sit down for the next week and do it. But then I'm waiting in line or on an airplane, I love to listen to like an audio book. So then I can be sort of multitasking when listening to my audiobook. And I can, okay, I love it. I love creating rules. I love best practices. Okay, so we've done emails. We've done photos. Is there any last practical things that you have for us?
Files and folders. Name it what you call it. So important. People do not do it. And they don't even realize they're not doing it. And what I mean by that is the first thing that pops in your head when you see let's say you have Progressive for your insurance of some sort. What is the first thing that pops in your head when you see that? Call it that. Because if you don't, you are not going to find it later. The difference between auto insurance versus car insurance is A to C. So you're looking up, and maybe you call it auto, but maybe you actually call it, I don't know, maybe you have a Lexus. So now you have, it's actually a Lexus insurance, maybe is what you call it. Instead, I don't know. It's different for every single person. It's customized to you, but name it what you call it. Because if you don't, you're going to have many folders of the same thing. We see that so much, and then they still can't find it. And I'm like, well, you have 10 folders of the same exact thing, just named 10 different things. Like literally it happens all the time. And that is why it looks like they have so much. And they actually, it's like, well, you actually just have the same, we just need to move it all into one that you call it. And then the other thing is if there's a, so name it what you call it, use a year, month, day, if it's any statements or any like letters, any type of correspondence, minutes, like just title it with like that as much as you can, or chronological, but chronological can get messy. So we use chronological strictly for like templates we're reusing or client names, of course, you know, but really naming your actual files within folders by the year, month, and then day, to keep it so that it's in line, so you can see the progression. I like to say it tells a story of what actually progressed in your, so it's like you open a folder and you can see exactly what happened here, like in the progression that it happened. It's a nice little story for you, even a boring one, and that's okay. And then if it goes below the fold, what I mean by that, if you have to scroll to see the rest of your files, and we're not taking photos here, I'm talking just files, documents and things like PDFs and .docs and stuff like that. If you have to scroll to see it, that means it's below the fold, that initial view, that you need to start looking into, you need to start look into creating another subfolder within that folder. That's when you know.
I feel so much smarter already. I'm going to throw these terms around. So below the fold. And then the very high, you know, high level, name it what you call it. I love that.
Okay. Yes.
Yes. What you call it?
Yes. That's what name it is.
Yep. Name it what you call it. All right. So where can they find more about you, Alex, and about your team, and tell us, of course, this will be in the show notes, but if they want more resources, they want to connect with you personally, let us know. How do we do that?
Yes. So you can visit our website, beorganizing.com. So B as in boy, E as in elephant, organizing. It's actually spelled out. That's why I like to say it like that. So BE organizing. And we have a bunch of different resources on there. We have our digital declutter calendar to help give you checklists on when to actually start doing these things, like when, how often, kind of what we just talked about, like at least go through your photos once a week. But here's some more even best practices if you really want to be even more on top of it. And then we also have our 30-day declutter detox digital detox challenge. It's 30 days of you get one message a day in your inbox. I know it's your inbox, but hey, this is where I say it's okay to keep the things that you that are a priority. That's what you want in your inbox. You only want your most prioritized things in there. So it gives a tip every single day on what you can do. Like, let's do this today. Let's focus on that. What are you going to do about this? Like, here's something to think about. And it's always something tactical you can do as well. And then also we have our Life Locker. Our Life Locker is a PDF, a digital PDF that you can print, of course, and it's fillable also online, or if you want it to be, or you can just, again, print it. And it's all your life's information and where it is. It's literally just a, here's where you can find my medical records. Here's my dependence information. Here's my blood type. Here's where you can find my safe deposit box. Here, oh, I have a storage unit. Here's the keys. Here's the location of the storage unit. Here are all my assets. Here's the account numbers, how they're titled and where they're located, and my liabilities. Here's my subscriptions, my subscriptions people have. So in case something ever happens to you, your spouse, your whoever, your family knows where to go to find this information. So there was a story that came up recently where somebody was getting auto delivery on Amazon of their, like, something very womanly, I will just say. And the husband was getting it and the person had passed. And he was like, where is this coming from? And had no idea. So was getting these auto shipments. So just those little things that you don't think about, right? Like even those type of subscriptions, not just your Hulus and your, you know, Netflixes. We're talking so much more than that. Your utilities, but also your Amazon, your pet. Like I order auto pet supplies, auto pet food every month. That would be helpful to know. All those things. And there's just a lot more of it now to keep track of. So this pulls it all together into one thing that you can reuse. You can give it to other people that you want to know. And it just helps it all in there. So that's a download. That's a paid one. The other ones are free. It's $14.97, I believe. And so really inexpensive. And if you need help filling it out, we're more than happy to schedule time with you to actually go through and do that. We usually get it done and it depends on where all your information is, but 1 to 2 sessions, if maybe a little bit more, don't quote me on that, but just depends on how much your stuff is already together. And then lastly, I did want to mention, I totally forgot to mention this, Callie, before we spoke because we didn't have a date, but we do have workshops that we are doing now. The upcoming one is, I don't know when this is going to air. So it's going to be April 24th. So it might have passed by the time this airs. But okay. So it'll be good. So April 24th, we are hosting a webinar about decluttering your email. So it's actually sitting down for an hour in a workshop, live workshop with us via Zoom, where we're going to help you go through your email and start detoxing right away, decluttering right away, focusing a lot on those tools and unsubscribing, actually sitting down and doing it with an organizer there. So we're going to have 2 organizers there from the team that are leading it. I will be attending in the background just to show my support and love, but that's $50 to join that. And we're going to start doing those at least quarterly, if not more. It's something newer that we realized our people want. So we're going to start doing those.
What a gift all of this is. It's a gift to be intentional in this. It's a gift. I was thinking about that Life Locker, a gift to your family that really takes very little time, but the payoff is huge when somebody's going through your life and they need to know these important things too. And yes, this episode airing, your workshop is going to be next week if you're listening in real time. So it's perfect timing. Okay, Alex. So speaking of gifts, I have a gift for you. It is a pretend gift, but it's still really valuable. It is the gift of a bonus hour. So if I were to give that to you, it doesn't come out of your other 24. It's one solid hour. You can do whatever you want with it. What would you do with your hour?
I would sit and just be. It's actually why I named my company Be. Just be. It's something that I have a lot in my head. A lot of us do. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners right now that I have just swirling thoughts. Like my mind is just going a million miles a day. And so that extra hour, like I need more time to calm down. I always say I need at least 2 hours every night to like kind of bring myself, ground myself and just do nothing to stop those thoughts, whatever I have to do that. And so that extra hour would totally be that, because that is just something that, oh my gosh, it's like relaxing is, I can perform for people better the next day. I can do better. I can be a better person. I can be better me. I feel better. I can give more if I had that. And myself, you know, taking care of myself is just, I mean, that's just, yeah. And with my dog.
And with you. I was hoping that.
And my husband, okay, fine. No, yeah. I'm just kidding.
she can be there with you while you just be.
Yes. My
gift to you, I guess, is the thought of within this next week, when can I do that? When can I have enough buffer that I can just take that time for myself? Because you've poured out so much for us today, and we want you to be able to re-energize, refuel, recharge your battery, because you do have so much more to give, Alex. So thank you for your generosity of time today. Thank you for helping us think new thoughts that are going to give us a lot of peace, going to give us less stress, and just really feel like a rock star when it comes to our digital stuff. So you are the best. Thank you for being on with us today.
Yes, thank you. And everyone listening, you got this.
That's awesome. You do. All right, guys, till next time. God bless.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining me on the TikTok podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback fuels our mission to help you master your time. Set your alarm for our next episode, and until then, make every moment count.